program. Now, on our comment line, we have Mary Vaughan from Temple Ogan, Dublin. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for talking to us. Now, you're holidaying in the Kells Bay area.
That's right, tell me
what happened last week.
I was down in Kells Bay with my sister, Onya, and we stayed in the lovely guest house of Agnes and John O'Sullivan Cave Quilla. It was lovely, very kind, lovely people. And there we met some lovely students, two French students who were staying there. They got drenched. They were hiking on the coastal area and they got drenched the day before on the Monday. And they had really heavy backpacks and Agnes was helping them to dry out their gear. So we offered to give them a lift to Valencia Island. And I'd like to pay tribute to the wonderful service that we received from John and Jonathan Clifford of Clifford's Garage in Cara Sabine.
When
we came to Cara Sabine, the orange warning light, which indicated a fault in the electric hydraulic power assisted steering, lit up in the car. And it was just fortunate we just happened to pass by the garage. And John, who's the owner, he interrupted the job that he was working on and he came out to check the problem. And he managed to turn off the light and then he said, it might just be a glitch. But he gave me his mobile number in case it came on again. And we went on to Valencia Island from Port Magee. Mm-hmm. And the two girls, Marjorie and Lisa, they were so delighted to see the Skellig rocks that Marjorie danced for joy on the road. And she said, I'm so happy because I'm a Star Wars fan.
Oh, she's a big Star Wars fan. Okay, so that was a big moment for her.
So thrilled. Really delighted. And then we had a glorious day. We travelled around the island and we brought the birds to the other end of the island. And we were enjoying the scenery and the beautiful wildflowers, especially the Mumbrisia and the Fuchsia. Mm. And we met the girls another time of the day when we were going to the lighthouse and gave them a lift to another place. But it was lovely. But when we were leaving the island on the ferry, the red light and the orange light they came on again. The red light related to the coolant temperature.
Oh, okay. So you were in big trouble.
We were indeed, yes. And even though it was after 6 p.m., we called into Clifford's Garage. And John's son, who was Jonathan, he spent about 45 minutes investigating the problem. And he used the computer and he, in fact, took it for a test drive. And he gave me a printout of what the computer showed up so that I could show to my mechanic when I got back to Dublin. And he advised us we should keep an eye on the temperature gauge and to ring him if there's any more problems. And then he insisted that there was no charge, even though he'd spent so much of his time. And he said, sure, aren't you on your holiday? So there was no charge. So we were so... We radio and tell them, because it really was exceptional.
I just lost you for a second there, Mary. You were saying you were just so delighted. So you were driving back to Dublin, effectively.
That was on Tuesday. We were going back to stay in the guest house overnight. And the next day we were going
you
to drive back.
But you were worried about it for a trip, so you needed to know what was going on. And they put all that time in, two different trips, and they said, look, we're not taking any money. You're on your holidays.
Yeah. We were so amazed and so grateful. And they're so decent. People, lovely people to talk to as well. And also, the cleanliness of the garage. I've never seen anything as tidy and neat. It was just lovely.
Fair play.
So we had no problems. No further problems.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Look, when you're away from home and you're relying on your car as your transport, it's a very important thing that everything goes right. And then when you're in trouble, you need the reassurance. And certainly in Clifford's there, they gave it to you. That's for sure.
Absolute reassurance. They were so kind and so generous. They really were.
Yeah.
So, and we were, we just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Opposite them when the problem occurred. So it was great and we had no further problems.
That's brilliant.
And we were...
That's,
so grateful
that's a great
for
story.
Their generosity.
Yeah, that's so a really great story. And Mary, listen, you made it back. You enjoyed your time in Kerry.
We did immensely. It was just lovely. It was really nice. And Agnes and John, they were lovely people. And the French girls were charming. And they were thrilled as well, with people. And the huge, big knapsacks, because they tents in them as well.
Yes.
So I don't know, God love them. How they managed it, but everything was great. The whole experience was lovely.
Yeah, well, listen,
and we
Mary,
went to Pauli Buick's exhibition.
Oh yes, yeah, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. a brilliant artist. Nice, yes. Well, listen, Mary, thanks so much for that. You wanted to pass on your congratulations and to thank the Cliffords for all they did. And that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Mary, thanks so much. And thanks for coming and choosing Kerry as your place to visit. And hopefully we see you many more years to come.
Well, we come again. We will indeed. It's great.
Great.
Thank you, Jerry.
Great stuff. Mary Vaughan there from Temple Logan, Dublin. What a happy story. A story of being helped out. A story of generosity as well from the Cliffords in Carrigsaveen. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. People helping each other out. Helping those two French backpackers out to enjoy Kerry as well. Giving them a lift. It's their own reward for doing that as well, I'd imagine. But there you go. Just thought we'd bring you that nice and happy story. And well done to all involved. Well done to Agnes and John, and also to John Clifford and his son Jonathan as well in Carrigsaveen. If you have a view on that, get in touch.